whenever gray skies come your way, here's how to make it all worthwhile, yeah. And when your troubles seem to rule the day, here's my advice. You gotta smile. Wear a smile. With sunshine, put on a great big smile, make up your eyes with
and that. Welcome back. The Barbershop Quartet has been around a long time, and it's still around. In fact, the Heart of America Barbershop Chorus will be in full swing on April 14th, and here today to sing for us are four Barbershop Quartetters, Dave Krause. Dave, good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Matt Moore. Matt, good to have you too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rob Matthew.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Jeff Wolf.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, some people, Matt, might still be amazed that barbershop quartets are still around.
Well, you know, it's not that surprising. You know, it's an art that we've tried to keep going from clear back in the turn of the century. And, you know, we do our best to still keep the old style, but try to mix in some of the newer style music to it. And it's a great hobby for someone, you know, after they get out of high school or whatever, just to continue singing because there aren't really that many avenues to continue that.
Rob, how popular is it?
Oh, it's very popular.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how...
This is radio. You need a microphone.
Oh,
there, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's
this
what
is
you
a
do
radio
here.
Station. Oh, sorry about that. I'm on mic.
We'll try to keep this simple
now.
For you. go ahead. How popular is it?
Oh, it's pretty popular. I'd say, you know, nationwide and internationally, I'd say there's probably 20 to 25,000 members of the Barbershop Harmony Society. So it is popular. In terms of membership, it's just kind of an underground community.
Well, of the four of you, who's the whiz kid when it comes to the history of barbershop quartets and how they got started to begin with? Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I would probably be the historian. I actually was the society historian for a while for the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Wow.
And kind of interestingly, the Kansas City area has a big role in barbershop music. In 1938 in the Muehlbach Hotel is where the two gentlemen from Tulsa met who decided to start our organization, the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Yeah.
So we'll be celebrating our 75th anniversary next year in 2013 of our particular chapter.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but how did barbershop quartets get started to begin with, Dave, going back back in time?
Sure, there's no one's absolutely certain, but it started probably by a lot of the same people who started jazz and blues and those kinds of folk music that became the pop music that was American music.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Louis Armstrong sang in a barbershop quartet before he ever picked up a trumpet.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of an unusual.
And somehow that doesn't surprise me, knowing Louis Armstrong and seeing him over the years like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he sang in a street quartet in New Orleans that when he was a little kid, just for tips, like a lot of those musicians in New Orleans still to do today.
How many barbershop quartetters are there in the Kansas City area? Any sense of that?
In the Kansas City area, there's several different choruses ranging from 20 to 50, 60 active members and some semi-inactive members, and then several quartets around our area also. Our chapter that's doing this show is the oldest. It's been here since 1938.
Wow. And Jeff, tell us, what's the challenge of being a member of a barbershop quartet? What's the hardest part about the whole thing in terms of the performance aspect?
Oh, in the performance aspect, I'm one of the new guys here in the group. I've only been involved with it for about 2 years, so I'm just getting started with doing some of the performances. And for me, it's just getting over the nervousness of being on stage. I'm not used to that. It's not anything I've done since high school. So just being out there and performing and showing what we can do is
Matt, what's the hardest part for you?
You know, at this point, I've been in about 36 years. So
really?
To say it's really hard, it's not. It's fun, and we love the style of music. We enjoy being there.
Well, what do you love about it?
It's the tight harmonies in this type of music that aren't in a lot of other type music. The all four parts, the chords are tight. You expand sound by matching things up just right, and the adaptability to the different forms of music. There's gospel that can be adapted to it, pop songs. Some of the old 50s songs can be adapted to the barbershop style. So that way you can change it up and try different things that really make it entertaining and fun.
Now, Rob, how about memorizing all those lyrics?
Well, let me think here. I didn't memorize any today.
Yeah, is it tough to memorize the lyrics to all the songs?
It is. It just takes repetition
to
do it. But it is tough at first. But thankfully, there's what we call learning tracks. They're available. So real quickly, on learning tracks, it's just one guy would sing all four parts and record them. And then you can turn up, the tenor, the lead, the barry, or the bass, and you mm-hmm. can actually listen in your car or anywhere you're going to learn your music. And makes the learning process real easy. You can do it in your car, like I said.
Dave, you guys practice how much? How much does a typical quartet get together to work this out?
I would say usually they go about once a week. Our mm-hmm. chorus rehearses once a week on Tuesday nights at St. Peter's Church at 110th and Holmes,
sure.
out on the south side of town. And we rehearse from about 7:30 till 10.
Now, what are you guys going to perform here in the studio live for us this morning? What are you going to do? Once you start gathering up behind the microphone, Dave,
sure.
you explain what you're going to do.
Yeah, actually what we're going to do, this is a quartet that's just formed for this one event. We all sing in various quartets, but mm-hmm. this will be our very first performance. And we're just going to do an example of a barbershop tag, which is kind of a sport among barbershoppers, just to learn a few notes and a few words and then see if you can get them to match up and expand sound and ring. And so it's just kind of a sporting activity, really. It's always the end of a song, and this one we're going to sing happens to be the end of one of the songs on our show, our chorus is doing.
The one coming up on the 14th,
uh-huh.
right? Well, Dave, why don't you get set up there, and I'll just point out that the Heart of America Barbershop Chorus presents Smile, Darn Ya, Smile at 2 and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th of April, a week from this Saturday, at Yardley Hall out at Johnson County Community College. For tickets, call 913-469-4445. Gentlemen, take it away.
A smile is to a darn ya smile.
Wow. Wow. That's spectacular. What else you got? Anything else today? That's pretty good.
I think he's got a clip for you.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Okay, we'll play some more music here from who can introduce what we have here for us? What do we have here, Dave?
Yeah, this quartet that you listened to at the start of this segment is called Max Q, and they are the 2007 international champions. They're coming here from from Texas and from Florida.
And what makes a great barbershop quartet different from a standard run-of-the-mill barbershop quartet?
Probably lots of rehearsal and, of course, just lots of innate talent.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen.
Whoa, now that you've discovered that the music goes round and round, well, don't forget to remember you've got a swing. Man's time. When the music goes around, everybody swings in this man's time. Everybody sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La da da. Whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La da da da. Whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. Here is something you should know. Ho, ho, baby, ho, ho, ho. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La, da, da, whoa, whoa, but oh. You're singing with a swing.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're singing with a swing, swing, swing. It's got a swing.
Yeah, now I got good news. For losing the blues, you better just get loose. Wait till the music goes around.
You know, Matt, the motto on your website really intrigued me. Drawn by harmony, bound by friendship, striving for excellence. How seriously is all that taken?
Well, very seriously, and one of the main reasons is the guys that are in this come from every walk of life. Myself, I'm a banker. Rob does children's music. Dave is a retired teacher. Jeff does landscaping type?
Rehab houses.
Rehab houses.
Wow, yeah.
So all different walks of life.
That's cool.
But all come together in this hobby because we all enjoy the music of it.
And part of the deal is fellowship here, too, I gather.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone becomes, especially in a quartet, you just become really close friends, and the camaraderie is something to keep for the rest of your life.
Well, what a neat deal. Again, the Heart of America Barbershop Chorus presents Smile, Darn You, Smile, 2 and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th of April, out at Johnson County Community College. Tickets, 913-469-4445. Dave Krause, Matt Moore, Rob Matthew, and Jeff Wolf, thanks so much for coming in today, guys.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. You bet. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, a look at Missouri-born artist Thomas Hart Benton. Has history been fair to him? Plus, Brian McTavish comes back with his weekend to-do list. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, Maria Carter, and Kim Noble. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.